For the Hank Dogs, music is a family affair, albeit a complicated one. The British folk trio consists of a divorced couple and the man's daughter from a previous marriage. The Hank Dogs applied the same non-traditional approach to traditional folk music on their second album titled Half Smile. Meredith Oakes has this review.
A half smile is a mysterious expression. It's a fitting title for a Hank Dogs album, as the Hank Dogs are mysterious too. They go by first names only, Andy, Lily, and Piano. They're former punk musicians who live in South London, but their songs evoke misty, bucolic afternoons. Andy's guitar picking rolls along like hills in the English countryside, and Piano and Lily's gossamer vocals glide by on a gentle breath. Hank Dogs record was produced by Joe Boyd, who's well known for his work with British folk icons like Nick Drake and Fairport Convention. But while Piano's voice bears the melancholy stamp of those legendary artists, you can also hear strains of singers like Judy Collins and Nancy Griffith. And with little gusts of steel guitar and harmonica, songs like this one have a rambling feel that is distinctly, well, American.
Something that glitters and is laden with promise, been given freely from the heart. How could anyone fit or live up to it? You fool, let alone me.
The Hank Dogs play a well-traveled sort of folk music, one that began with British bards and minstrels, arrived on American shores, and ultimately found its way back to England. Like their predecessors did in the 1960s, they take traditional sounds and make them relevant to contemporary culture. Their melodies may echo antiquated folk music, but the words and the feel of Half Smile are dark, droll, and thoroughly modern.
Thank you for being honest and admitting to all your lies. Don't think I wanna get even. I'll let the universe decide. Clever as always with your timing. Another kick and a person's down. Springtime, little rust spots, the upturned corners, half smile.
The CD is Half Smile by the Hank Dogs. Our reviewer is Meredith Oakes.